Welcome back. Good to have you. We're about to jump into a topic I think that's going to be rather entertaining for everybody.
Well, yeah. I mean, we just realized that...
Go ahead. Don't go. Wait. I need to do the setup first.
All right, you do it.
First off, we have to talk. Don't forget to sign up for the trip.
Oh, yes.
We can't forget, you
final
guys.
Final week.
This is the final week to sign up for the free. Everybody wants something for free. Trip to Ashkenam Resort with us, the Valley Outdoors. Peeps, minus one. And it's a great fishing trip. You just have to get there. It's lodging and food.
Lodging, food, and you're fishing. You do have to take care of your own license. There's a few things
right.
like that.
But for
the most part, but here's the important thing is registration ceases or stops at 1 o'clock on the 29th. So you want to make sure you've got yourself registered by the 29th. And then we'll be announcing them on that weekend's show.
Okay. And it's for one person. If you can bring a buddy with you, they basically, they'll pay their way or you split the way that works or whatever, right, Don?
Depends upon if we got enough beds. But
yep.
There's going to be four winners. So it's not just one winner. There's going to be four winners around the whole network.
Yep.
So stay tuned. It'll be pretty, it's going to be a great time.
Let's wait. And it's not the last time we're going to do this either.
Oh, no. We hope to do at least this every year.
Yep. That's going to be cool.
That's my
hope. Okay. So now let's jump into what we were talking about before. So it happened to come up a couple weeks ago. We were talking about the high school trap team.
Mm-hmm.
And followed suit that we're talking skeet, trap, five stand, and sporting clays.
Okay.
So the conversation came up with Ava and I. We're talking about it. And they said, have you ever shot five stand? And she's like, I don't know. And then thus it came up that she had shot five stand.
Yes, because I was confused as to what all the different ones were. I thought it was trap that I was doing. But
so she refused to say anything to either of us about how her experience went. This is my story. I had to find out. This is true. I had to find out on the internet, on Facebook, that you went out with, who knows, the whole neighborhood. It looked like the whole neighborhood.
Probably the family.
It's family.
Everybody, like all 14 of them.
Right.
And they went out and
shot. There was like 14 of us, yeah.
Five stand.
Yeah, okay. It's
so
fun.
We had our off-air conversation, so we just want to let you guys know. We didn't want to divulge everything from, we didn't want to like tear every bit of information out from Ava. So right now we're kind of picking up where we left off air, and now we're bringing it on air. So Ava, you really need to tell us. You never said anything. How did you end up doing shooting five stand with your family there?
Okay, first of all, I did tell you that I was going this weekend, and then you forgot that.
No. So. I heard you. We talked about it, but you never followed up.
Oh,
and the
okay.
follow-up is...
All right, fine. So we'll do the follow-up now. Went and did five stand sporting clays, and that is
five stands, five can, five stand sporting clays is it?
Yep. That's another event.
Well, it said five stand sporting clays on my sheet, so that's what I'm going
with. Okay, we'll go with that.
All right, and I go once a year, and I'm terrible at it because I only go once a year, and usually I shoot.
The setup is taking a long time.
Yeah. I'm just saying. Usually I shoot 9 out of 25. That seems to be my standard. This year I did 5. It was awful. But my sister did 9. She usually does 9. So she won the girls category because we have a little trophy now. But my husband came and he blew everybody out of the water. 17 out of 25.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now let's get into the details. What one was your favorite?
Oh, gosh. I like the one that comes right at you and hangs for a second. Before it comes down.
That comes up from the center. It's a high angle, floats, and then it goes back.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
did you do well at it or you just like it?
I did not do well this year. Usually I can get that one, but I did not
do
well.
Do you shoot it as going up? Do you shoot
it
at the apex?
When it hangs.
Or when it's coming down?
No, when it stops for a second. Okay.
So the true, and it, when you're shooting, you should shoot it on the way up.
I know.
Because you pass over it.
Right.
Okay. All right. Now, you got that out of the way.
Yeah.
What was your least favorite?
Usually the rabbit. So the one that runs along the ground and does a little hop. But they didn't have that one this year.
Oh,
so
that
I didn't have to do that one.
Conspicuous by its absence. What was the one you actually did?
I don't know what they did to replace it necessarily.
Okay. So what was your not favorite, your least favorite one of them all?
I would probably have to say the one that comes from behind you.
Right.
You at the one I set up, because I built a five-stand course out at the Grand Lodge, and we built with two wire spools on top of each other, and I sent it through the trees, same concept.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're over on the far right or far left, you can't hear it. You've got to, you're looking for it when it comes out mm-hmm. of the, over the overhead.
Yeah, I've shot that course that you set up, and the worst one for me was most of them. And the reason is I literally don't see them. You go pull and...
Okay, so when I set up the five stand, there was a couple things in mind. Number one is I wanted it to be challenging enough for everybody to make sure that they were going to have a good experience, have a fun experience. The second thing was literally the one coming up out of the middle, you can't see the trap machine. I built a berm that was 12 feet high in front of it. So all of a sudden, there it is.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Coming from right and left, it's hidden. I hide them behind corn stalks and posts that I put in the ground. So you can't see those either until they're... So there's nothing when you get out there that you can tell is actually a five-stand course until they hit the first button. And then
sure.
when you get them so far, because they're crossing fast. I brought some fast. We set them up to really launch fast. And it was entertaining.
It was, yeah. It was, I found it very difficult.
It gets people
I found everything very difficult this year. Only five. It was a massive failure. But if I practice, I'll get better at it.
It was a massive failure.
Well, no, my trip was great. Five stand was not good.
Yeah. Well, you gave it a shot.
Yes,
yeah, well, there's always next year.
Literally. You gave it five of them.
Yeah, I did.
And it worked. Yeah. All right, let's jump into it. ICAST announces new product showcase best of category winners for 2021. Coming straight out of Orlando, Florida. These winners are announced during the Chairman's Industry
Explain
Award.
Explain what ICAST is.
Well, it's a tackle show, basically, of all the new products that are coming
every
out.
Every manufacturer
just about
in the world
anybody,
that
everybody.
Makes anything with fishing is at this event. It's huge.
It's electronics. It's you name it. It's there. It's the big deal of all big deals. So,
right.
And the new product showcase is always a big thing at this event. And it's sponsored by Fishing Tackle Retailer. It's a once-a-year opportunity to see the latest and greatest innovations. And all at one place. This year, 686 new products were entered by 218 companies in 30 categories. How about that? Impressive. So, you know what? Should we take a break? You want to take a break? Yeah.
Well, we can do that.
We can finish the list off on the way back.
This is the best part. This is called the tease. We're going to tell you the actual categories and winners.
Let me just
when
stop
we come right,
right
back.
In the middle.
I'm going to stop right. Hey, well, it's a great place to take a break, I think. Don't you? Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Let's do it.
Hang tight. We're going to be right back with Best in Categories. See ya. Here's your chance to fish with us, the Valley Outdoors, and it's simple to do. Register online at thevalleyoutdoors.com and wait for your name to be drawn. We're giving away four trips that include lodging at Ashkenam Resort in Ash River and fishing the waters of Cabotogama and Namekin Lakes. Join me, Eric Olson, and Don Cleaver on this fabulous week of fishing this September 2nd through the 9th. You can bring your own boat or fish with one of us. Plus, a walleye seminar or two and contest prizes throughout the week. Just register today at thevalleyoutdoors.com. Trip sponsored by The Valley Outdoors Radio, Ashkenam Resort, Shimano Rods and Reels, Suffolk Fishing Line, and Rapala. Get registered today to fish with us. Winner announced on July 31st on The Valley Outdoors Radio Show. All right, we teased it on the way out. We are going to start it with the weigh-in. Best in Categories from ICAST in Orlando, Florida. If you missed it, this is the Best of Categories. New stuff that's out. And I'm not going to hit everyone, but I'm going to hit some of the ones that you may know that are kind of some neat stories. And we'll hit it. So first up, we're looking at eyewear from Costa Del Mar. It's called the Untangled Collections. New frames made from old fishing nets.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Reclaimed. Kind of cool.
Okay.
AFTCO, if you're looking for clothing, AFTCO's really come on in the past probably 4 years. They've done a really nice job. AFCO Women's Fields Utility Overall. So that's a good one. Apparel for Men, Rescue Regenerated Fishing Shorts. So there's some things going on there with some reclamation of products. Let's see here. I'm looking down the list. You got some cool stuff. AFTCO again. Elite 4L Waterproof System. They got some nice rain gear as well. Frable's got a new Frable Universal Bait Station with all the invasive species and all those things. You're really monitoring how the bait is handled, and I think that's going to be a neat one. We've got something coming up, I think, in a couple, 3 weeks about some new systems that I just became aware of that are pretty cool as far as taking care of bait. Hummingbird, the Mega Live Imaging, we've talked about that before.
Yep.
Earlier this year, they got that award. New cutlery from Bubba. If you've seen the Bubba knife before, Bubba now has a cordless electric fillet knife.
Ah.
I'm still a Rapala guy, and the Rapala electric, the battery lithium ion, it's amazing. Edge micromagnetic fly box, so you don't have to dig the fly your fly into the foam, which is kind of neat. Let's see. Plano's got a new Atlas tackle pack. Check that out. That's pretty cool. I saw that. That's outstanding. Seaguar, they actually have one of the top fishing lines for bass, I believe, for a lot of different ones. It's called Bassix. Berkeley Power Gilly. It's a new plastic from Pure Fishing, freshwater fishing lure.
Power Gilly. Any more information on that?
We're going to talk about it later. Okay. Not on this show, but another show.
Okay.
Loomis, new fishing rod, the NRX, which is one of their top-of-the-line rods. Fantastic rod. Amazing, amazing rod. Freshwater rod from Pure Fishing, the Abu Garcia Xenon rod. Looking at Bulls Bay Tackle, they've got another neat rod there. Pure Fishing has got another fly fishing reel that got top honors. Daiwa, the Zillion SVTW and freshwater reel. Yeah, so that's just some of the highlights in of those categories. We're going to get probably a pretty good report. I think we might talk to Rob, who's I think was down there, and see what kind of things were.
Well, a lot of these items you'll be seeing on the retail shelf if they're award winning.
Oh yeah,
if they made the press that way, they're probably going to be on the shelf, so you'll be able to see
absolutely.
Them that way.
Absolutely. So I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about this. One of the biggest stories out of the United States, Seth Feiter. You've had him on the show before.
Oh, yes, I saw that.
I've had him help us with some fishing events with Mountain Dew. He is now the king of the bass world. He's from Elko Newmarket, real not too far, southern the Shakopee/ area right there. Outfished the class of professional angler since the beginning of the year on the Bassmaster Elite Series Tour, which is the ultimate in bass fishing. And he's secured the prestigious Angler of the Year award. And that was last week, came in the second day of the tour's final tourney on the St. Lawrence River in New York. They asked him, how does it feel? He said, cloud nine right now. Now, if you're familiar with Seth Feiter is the mullet man from day one. He has got a mullet that's rocking like you've never seen.
Dude, they're so in right now. It's hilarious.
And he's got the long mustache, and it's
ooh,
pretty funny.
Fashionable.
So he's all over it. So pretty cool. He said just minutes after hoisting the Angler of the Year trophy after his weigh-in, he and his wife, Dayton, were on stage two. The victory includes a $100,000 payday, which is not a bad chunk of change. The full celebration will have to wait for him, obviously, with a lot of things going on before the year is completely over. And he said, I caught him. I caught him too good to party tonight, he said, before the next day's event, and did quite well. He was the huge overall points lead during coming into that tournament, so he had a giant lead. He only needed to make the cut of the top 45 anglers. He was fifth overall after day one with a 22-pound bag, eighth after Friday's result. And he did pretty doggone well.
He didn't even have to go to the end of the season, huh?
No.
That's pretty amazing.
Nobody could beat him. And he said it was probably never reality really reality until the last few years. He said, I've spent every minute of every day trying to accomplish something like this. And he had a 20-hour drive back to Minnesota, and then he's off to ICAST. So he's down at ICAST. Saw some videos of him down there at ICAST. And one of the other guys we had on here, Dan Quinn from Rapala, he's the field promotions guy, a good friend of mine, said Thursday morning the company's emerging star. He's closed in on the championship. He said he was excited for fighter with a well-earned opportunity, and title is locked down. He said it's been a stressful few weeks staying atop the leaderboard, but he is definitely one-of-a-kind guy, and there's no question about that. He's a one heck of a competitor and an amazing guy overall, too. Just a real nice guy.
Well, I think it's pretty incredible that a fisherman from the north can go on the southern tour and take the championship.
Well, and again, remember, smallmouth are a big thing around the country, and he is good in the smallmouth side. So if you look at the St. Lawrence area in that category, right, you're still in that same latitude. So right, you really have that same bite type that you would have here as opposed to when you start going down south. But he really dominates when it comes to the northern fisheries, and he's got it.
I'm just saying, over the years, it's always been southern bass fishermen that have kind of ruled the world in that.
And there's a lot of guys that are in the process of changing that thought process. He is one of those that sets the bar. And mm-hmm, he's very unsuspecting because he's not what you consider flashy. It's just, hey, this is me, and I just enjoy what I do. And like me or don't like me, just the way it is.
Yep.
And, you know, we're going to try and get him on and talk a little bit about it. The other one, guy I want to try to get on too, is Larry Nixon.
Oh, sure.
Larry Nixon has had his comeback year. He had surgery, and he's going at it. And he's consistent this first year back. Proud of Larry, good friend of mine for many, many years, and he's still going at it long and really strong at it. And just nice to see those guys really be able to hang in there and make it work. So kind of a cool deal. You know, nothing wrong with that.
No, that's amazing. That's not as easy as it looks, I'm just telling you.
Oh no, it's not just
you actually experience it, but I've had the opportunity to be in the boat with you guys when you've had to do it. It's crazy.
You beat yourself up pretty bad 4 or 5 days in a row. It's pretty tough, even though it's fishing. So
yeah.
Speaking of beating myself up, wow, we beat ourselves up for the last 30 minutes here. We're hanging out, we're leaving, and we will talk to you guys next week for the Valley Outdoors. We are out.